Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. And now, Star Fuentes.
Welcome. We will be taking calls after the half-hour mark. The number is 646-716-9663. I'm very pleased and proud to have Karina Shaw with me today. Welcome, Karina.
Oh, thank you. Welcome, Star. I'm very honored to be here. And if I happen to cough a little bit, it's just because I'm getting over the last vestiges of a cold. So I'll do my best not to do too much noise in the background.
Well, that's good. And all of us, many of us, have gone through that in the last couple of weeks or are starting to go through that. Karina, you are a luminous leader and a luminous master. Tell us, how did you get started on your spiritual path?
Oh, my gosh. I was born this way, not unlike yourself, inherently with these gifts, sometimes feeling a little bit like a burden at times when we are in those moments of wondering about our pathway. And I have always had this deep communion with my guides, my guardians, source, divine. And I really have been living this my entire life, being very, very, I was very blessed to have parents who recognized that and nurtured it and really supported that for me. So my journey was about the discovery of the creative process of expression of these divine gifts that have been offered to me. So my path has really been one of presence and also knowing that I would have to wait quite a while before, you know, the consciousness of the planet would arrive enough so that I could be a part of that evolution of consciousness. And so I was told at a very early age, you know, you're going to have to wait till you're in your 40s to really begin to share some of these gifts. And up until that point, I was just really preparing myself and working on the different processes and different things that I offer to the planet right now in terms of the gifts of the, you know, the luminous living and my art, my music, the teachings, and the transmissions of grace. So for me, a lot of my time prior to being in the public eye was in very private space, preparing and allowing myself to open up to these magnificent metamorphic energies and vibrations and frequencies that are ultimately available to us all, but you really have to be able to train the bandwidth, you know, the receiver.
Yeah, the
to
radio
receive
has
that.
To be turned to that, you know, good stations.
Yeah.
Karina, so
exactly.
Our people can get a look at who you are and what you have to offer while you're talking. What is your website?
It's www.karina, K-A-R-Y-N-A, S-H-H-A.com, KarinaShaha.com. And that's that was the spiritual name that was given to me by a group of spiritual elders. They also call me Grandmother Elushama, and that was another name that was, you know, offered to me and given to me in ceremony when I was working with some very profound Aboriginal teachers who gathered and brought me into their presence, as well as high ascended beings. So I go by both names, but generally most people know me as Karina Shaha. And, yeah, that's how they can get a hold of me. They can also look at me up on Facebook, and I'm on YouTube as well.
Well, great. You have art. You have music. You have everything. You're like a full spectrum light, and a rainbow that has turned into pure light. You know, light splits up, becomes a rainbow, and
yeah.
When we become the prism, we make it back into the whole light. Let's talk about your teachings. Let's talk, and of course, I know that you're intuitive, and everybody should know that you have deep insight and abilities. Let's talk about your classes and your teachings first. Tell me about that.
Right. Excuse me. So, I do something that's called an omnitude, which is a training of the consciousness to move into omni states of being. I also do something called luminous living, which is working with the legacies or the sanctuary of the heart and helping people to come into focus of the Holy of Holies or at the unified flame of the divine heart. And that's in states of grace, working with the divine wisdom or omnipotence, and the Shakti energy of the divine feminine, the love of all that is or omnipresence, and the noble nature of one's being in presence, and the supreme intelligence. So these three gifts, the supreme intelligence being omniscience, I help to open up those fields of awareness. And the three gifts of source is one of the main teachings that I offer in transmission. It's not like a traditional classroom per se. It's more like an experience of transmitting fields of energy in which an individual awakens and comes into their own field of intelligence and consciousness. Even though I do have different classes, for instance, opening the libraries of liberation, which is how to tune the DNA into an acceleration of the light body. And there's 13 principles of a luminous leadership. I mean, like, I kind of feel like you're like a cosmic sister to me in a way, Star, in terms of your capacities and your abilities. And I just feel like there's something that's sent through me that allows for others to open up and unfold in their own divine presence. And sometimes when I'm actually in a teaching process, there's always something so amazingly incredible and unique that we never could have imagined would come out. But because of the unfoldment, because of the experience of the person truly tuning in so deeply and being able to rise up so beautifully, because it's at the depth of the embodiment of their presence that they can rise up. It's the depth of the love that's offered to them in that compassionate state of grace that allows them to unfold and open up. And, you know, I sometimes think I'm just absolutely just sitting there as a mirror, a conduit, a gateway, and people step through. And the energy comes through me. And I wish I could say it's like, okay, step one, step two, step three, and you get this result, which would be really, really nice in a perfect package. But it just unfolds kind of organically with me. And I feel like that's really essential for the unfoldment of each individual or class or group that I do. And I hope that kind of explains
in our lineage, we call it the download. And the download is the energies that come, and they kind of come in a spiral. So people get them not necessarily 1, 2, 3, but they get them because the spiral continues to circle. And, what happens with the students is the certain students are ripe, and certain students are ripening. So somebody may get the download, and it's immediately apparent everything that was said and done, and then other people it takes a year or two, you know, like an apple can look good on a tree, but is it ripe? So we call it the download, and, you know, I'm teaching a class today for 10 days now, right now, and I had some students from Germany and Singapore in the room today. I am downloading. I scratched my knee and I looked up. And then they were teaching me, and I was like, okay. And there's this wonderful thing with light. You can direct it.
Yes.
You can point it in a direction. You can seed it. But light, you just never can tell it how to do or be, because it takes a different, a unique path for everything and everyone. So you can bring in the light. You can bring in all this illumination. And it's there's no one, two, three steps. Now, in a healing process, there may be things I need to prepare for a dinner, you know, I put the turn on the stove, you know. And
right, absolutely, yeah.
Spiritual teachings, there are some things that come in order. But the most powerful teachings in all my 50-some years of being in metaphysics and spirituality have always came as downloads from teachers. And this is what you excel at. There's this omnipotent, radiant presence that teaches all. And I'm remembering, it's almost like, oh my God, she's so juicy. She's got so fresh light, you know. And I know it's been a lot of serious work for me studying with different teachers, and I know you've spent a lot of time unfolding to this. But there have to be some funny situations. There have to be some times that Spirit and God just made you laugh. Could you share one of those with us?
You know, the last time I was doing a transmission in New York City, it was 11:22, and I had just done one at the UN for 11:11. And I had been told 11:22, okay, so let's get all into the numbers and numerology. I'm in this huge unfoldment in a class, and 90% are all men. I was so shocked. Men.
That's
and
shocking.
And they are having these experiences of, you know, profound openings and cryings and weepings and looking around the room in this kind of blessed grace, state of grace, because that's what happens to me is this state of grace. And then there was just this moment where everybody looked at one another and we all broke out laughing at the same time, these downloads of giggles. And it was like everybody convulsed into giggles all at the same time. And there was just this moment of weeping and crying, of this recognition that, you know, here we are in this profound vulnerability, in this moment where the Divine Mother is coming, and I could feel the Sophionic presence coming in, and there was just a spreading out across all of New York. And then out in the actual city, there's these huge protests going on simultaneously with drums banging and sirens going off, and the city is alive with protests and police. And I can't even put it into words, the experience of having this moment of quiet recognition, laughing and giggling and sirens and police and cars and banging of drums all at the same time. And I'm looking at Source and I'm going, how could you possibly set up anything more amazing and ridiculous and crazy all at the same time? And it was just like a moment for me of, okay, all of this last 2014 where I've been traveling and going places and teaching, and it was a kind of culmination moment of, okay, you're at the right place at the right time. This catalyzing is happening. I'm not going to take credit for it, but I'm certainly placed in the right place at the right time to unfold.
With all that chaos out there, God, Spirit, Source has to bring in some divine order. And there you were with this big column of light, and there was everybody else outside, you know, doing their chaos. And out of chaos comes order. So people go out and get chaotic. So whatever force is in right then, that it can come to a new order. So I think that's pretty far. I think I was teaching at the Meta Center in New York once. I was sitting there in the Meta Center, and about six people walked in all at once. And they walked in, and they sat down, and they listened and listened, and I'm teaching. I don't remember what the subject was. But anyway, when I gave them a break, they got up and say, you know, we thought this was another class. We came to hear something else, but once we started listening to you, we decided to stay. So these people came to see a teacher who was in another room, and they came sat in my, and I just thought it was just, thank you,
Spirit. Oh, perfect.
Well,
you know, there was one other moment that I just want to share, because you mentioned rainbows, and that was all along on the trip. I was teaching for 5.5 months in the U.S., and every step of the way, there would be a moment of a rainbow. It's not exactly a funny teaching, but it was a moment. Today, when I was in session with a client, and we had such a profound opening, and I said to them, I'm going to be, you know, in radio with this amazing person. And, you know, she's driving back from the session, and she calls me up, and she goes, I've never seen this before. There's a round rainbow. It's a round rainbow. And I go, it's a sun dog. And she's like, I've never seen anything like this before in my life. What's going on? You were talking about rainbows and rainbows being so important. I was just laughing with her going, yes, my dear, it's an indication of my work and the work of many spiritual teachers on this planet when the rainbows show up, when we have those moments. Driving from Breckenridge, Colorado to Crestone, Colorado, on that journey, seeing 7 rainbows in 7 different locations. And that, to me, is a very strong indication that something profound was happening today. And I really believe it was you and I in this moment just talking to one another. I just feel it so strongly in my heart.
There was one for each chakra. So
yep.
One of the Curandero teachings from the Mayan Curandero that I study with is that we are born and we become the rainbow. We become the 7 chakras. We become the 7 bodies. And as we spiritually progress, we pull all the when the lights are whole, we pull them all together, mm-hmm. and we become a prism. And we take all the different colors, opinions, and attitudes, and we turn them back into the clear light. So many, many times when someone can see all the colors that there are, the seven colors of the rainbow, then they are actually being prepared to turn whatever topic, whatever area they are in their life into the whole light that there can be.
Yeah.
Or in other words, to the state of grace. And I see that this is important and all over your website. What most people have not studied the 104 universal laws. And in the 104 universal laws, there is one law that erases and changes karma, and that is the law of grace. You can come here on earth, you can pay all your karma, you can work your butt off, do whatever you want, and that will take time, that will take energy, that will take money, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
That will, and you can use the law of grace.
Of grace.
And
right.
I see it all over your website, and I'm going, you know, people think that grace is a ballerina dancing or the way somebody moves through the room.
Yeah.
And grace is really a state of being.
It is. I mean, that was one of the first messages from my council when they said grace supersedes all karma and the light restores all. And that has been my total credo, along with other beautiful statements. But that was one that was given directly to me to share with humanity. And obviously others have different ways of expressing it, and absolutely beautifully. And just listening to you, I can hear the grace in your being so powerfully, and absolutely, you are so dead on about that, so accurate, for sure.
And you know, how do we get out of, how do we know when we're out of a state of grace? Well, I start bumping into things. I'm off. You know, I start tripping on the carpet, you know, on my own feet. I'm off. I place things on the table incorrectly or too hard. And just the smallest sign can tell you, take a deep breath, get back into connection with Earth's light, go back into the state of grace. But we push these states and we push these states and go, oh, why is this happening to me? And you become the victim, and God will give you great more victim situations.
And, I agree. Absolutely.
And grace, it's really, really, really hard to learn. But once you see you see it in somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you, and in all of your pictures on your website and everything, once you see that grace, then you can get it.
Aww. That's so beautiful you saying that, because I really feel that way with you, too. This is a love fest right now.
Well, you know, and that's here we are with both of us being teachers that give more caught teachings than taught teachings, where we give the downloads. So that's kind of an important thing that the student needs to look for when finding and selecting a teacher. So what was your website again?
Karina, KarynaSHHA.com, KarynaShahad.com.
Great. And what, you know, you're so luminous and so beautiful, and you've got so many talents. I want to buy something. Can I buy a CD? Can I buy a book? Can I buy some art?
Absolutely,
My
DVD is currently for sale on my website. All of my art is available for purchase. I'm currently working on three books right now that are going to be finished in the next few months, and those will be up for sale. So there's a store right on the website that they can purchase the art. And I'm going to be putting my art into these amazing mylar things that have a light behind them, so that when you're in a meditative state and you want to be in a quiet room, the art will move through colors. And that is the latest thing that I'm working on right now. So these are light boxes that will have my art, and it's very ephemeral, and you can see through it. And that's some of the latest things that I'm working on right now. And the DVD as well has my art, my music, and some of the teachings in it, and they can purchase that as well. So
they look beautiful. I'm looking at them here online, and I can only imagine how much energy they would give us when they are lit from the back. Talk to me about your sessions, sweetie.
The sessions, I do one-on-one sessions with individuals and groups, and I have clients like all over the world, so I do them on Skype as well as in person. And currently I'm going to be in Toronto area for the next month or so, and then I'm going to be traveling to New York and then down to Florida. So if anybody is really interested in having a session with me, it's really a process of sitting, what I call sitting in council. And I'm sitting in the space of self-mastery, self-realization, self-actualization to the transcendent level that I reach. I go into presence, and I'm sitting with an individual. They may come with questions concerning their life path. They may come with just an idea of wanting to open, and I provide that impetus, inspiration for them, without necessarily telling them exactly what to do per se, but offering insights into their awareness, into the way in which they perceive themselves. The other thing that I do is sound, which is a part of the transmitting, and the sound part is sometimes working with crystal singing bowls, but mostly just working with the frequencies that come through my voice. And what I'm doing is, as you're saying, caught downloading specific frequencies for that individual to tune.
Have to say something that 2 years ago Skype did something, and all with their process, and all of a sudden I could see people's auras on Skype, and
I know, it's amazing.
Whatever the technology they did, I'm doing. And listen to all my people over there in the Far East listening, and who do Skype sessions with me. This is a very, very powerful lady.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure that you would love to taste the divine with her. What if you had to teach something in the next 4 minutes, what is really up right now? What do people really need to hear? What do people really know, need to know right now, and that you can tell us in the next 4 minutes?
There is such a process right now of an entering into a phase of the what I call the oversoul, or what has been called the oversoul, or the overlighting. And the overlighting and the oversoul is coming to a point for all of humanity and each individual where they are required to make a specific choice or decision inside of themselves to really allow themselves to come into that natural state of being, that flow of feeling inside of them that allows for their brilliance, for their wisdom, for the expression of their creative genius to come out and to express itself like a blossom receiving the light and opening up. We've, as a sentient state, we've been in that budding stage, and we are moving into the blossoming and then coming to that state of fruition where the fruit is ripening. And this is a whole point of maturation for humanity. I literally just want to sound and sing to give that, because it's something that's so pure in the heart. There's a pure, incorruptible, untouchable space that all of us are capable of going to and staying there and remaining. And no matter what it is that you are doing, all activity can be from that space. You don't have to just be spiritual for one moment and then go off and drive your car, or you know, just be in presence now and then leave it. It's always available. It's always there. And whether or not you realize it or not, you're washing dishes, and all of a sudden, just by tuning your breath, coming into that calm space, it becomes an act of a blessing for your life, for all beings. And it sounds so simple, but the mundane aspects of life are as equally important, quote unquote, as the acts of, you know, gestures of hugeness, or our states of, you know, when we're in presence and praying. Every moment of our life is a blessing and a prayer and a gesture of the divine. So much so that if you're just eating something and you're eating it with presence, halfway around the world, someone you may never meet will be in that same vibration, picking it up because they're in your soul group, and all of a sudden have a moment of quiet quantum awakening, and something will trigger in them just by your presence of being. And this is the profound nature of the human, sentient, sovereign, noble, and divine presence that's available to us at all times. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, give
the
gift of presence.
That's important. If I'm conscious and I'm here now and I am eating consciously, somebody else is getting nurtured. Somebody else,
yeah.
And whatever, if I'm cleaning the floor and I'm present and I may be thinking,
yeah,
clear, clean, someone else is open to being cleared and to being clean, and they get that. And it's not just about healing, just about praying, just about meditation or teaching. It's just that our,
yeah,
whole life becomes, every small and small maintenance action becomes a prayer. Every,
yeah,
action becomes a prayer in action. And we'll take a deep breath, and we're just about hitting the half-hour commercial.
You're listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Star Fuentes is a master intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, and has been a pioneering student of metaphysics for over 50 years. She has learned lifetimes of priceless information from her years of seeking out and living with indigenous healers and shamans around the world. Visit her website at www.starfuentes.com, and then join her here every Wednesday night on Spiritual Connections Radio as she shares her knowledge with you. Once again, Star Fuentes.
The number is 646-716-9663. Give us a call. I'm sure we'll have some very powerful answers to your questions. Wow. So you're headed down the coast of the United States. And where is your hometown?
Well, I'm currently just north of Toronto in a place called Markham, Ontario. It's just like a suburb of Toronto, Canada. And, yeah, it's you know, we're at my little flagship here with my beautiful husband and my son and my sister, and we all have this lovely place in the country. And people come here and have personal sessions with me. And then, as you know, I do my kind of my global work as well. So if anybody wants to reach me, if it's okay to do a little plug for my phone number, I'd be glad to speak
right
to someone
ahead.
Directly. It's area code 905-554-6337, and certainly would love to speak to anyone who's interested in experiencing personal work with me as well. So, yeah.
What? That's good. And you're talking about you're working on three new books. I mean, I think I've written 8 or 9 books, maybe 7 or 8, maybe 9 or 10. Anyway,
you got
you
a lot there, girl.
After a while, you get lost after a while. It's really, really potent for me just to work on one book. Working on three of them must be a challenge. How do you find that in yourself to do that?
It's kind of like the way I am. I'm refining the deck that I created and creating an accompanying book that goes with it. So the 13 Codes of Creation that I have, the 39-card deck, I'm creating a book that goes with it. The other book that I'm working on, which is all about kind of like my poetry or my you know, it's like the writings that don't necessarily fit into any category, and that is, you know, a book about the invitation of life. It's called the, I can't even talk right now. It's the invitation, the promise, and the gift. And
the
those are individual.
The downloads are really heavy right now. The downloads are really heavy.
Yeah, and so that is the promise, the invitation, and the gift. And that one will have my art and my writings. And then the other one I'm working on is called Luminous Living, which is working with the Luminous Legacies and Luminous Leadership Codes. And that one is a little bit more instructional, and it includes some of the practices and teachings that I've been working on for the last 25 years. So really, they kind of all are a little bit separate projects, but they all sort of work together in what I'm doing. And then I'm also working on some meditation CDs that I'm putting together. I have my music already on SoundCloud, but I'm now putting it more into a format where it's not like one of those CDs where you listen to and it's got the subliminals. It's different than that, and it's kind of hard to explain. But I've pioneered a way of doing holographic sound, because my husband and I built a holographic healing chamber, and he has helped me to understand how to create sound that actually swirls and moves around a person and actually is able to tune the whole vehicle. So I'm currently working on two of those to be brought out at the end of this year that includes this sound format that he and I worked on together in the chamber that we had. And so it sounds like a lot, but it's kind of who I am.
Yeah, I get that, you know, having 454 classes that I teach right now, you know, I kind of get
exactly.
that. So once again, we're back to where the sound spirals around you. And you're talking about the holographic, which an each piece is the whole, you know, like in the holographic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds and feels like a energy altering or a altering experience, and that is what most of us seek. Mark, how are we doing there with the phone calls?
We have someone lined up. You ready?
I'm ready.
I am too.
All right, Donna, go ahead.
Hi, how are you this evening?
I'm
wonderful.
What's your question, sweetie?
I just wanted to know how things were going to develop for me as far as meeting someone, perhaps. I've been trying to, you know, get into a relationship.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Do you want me to?
Go ahead first. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, one of the things that I'm sensing around you is there's still some stuff to clean up in your heart regarding, you know, past experiences for you, and really being able to receive in the love that's already available to you in a really close, intimate relationship with yourself, which allows for that vibration of you drawing in that twin soul or twin flame energy that's really essential to you. You're not just seeking something for the sense of, oh, I need to find a relationship, but it's at a deeper meaning level. And you really have to be patient with that because it's preparing you for something so much bigger than you can realize. That's my feeling.
And I agree with you. Personally, watch your heart chakra. Whatever you think about whoever left or whatever was supposedly done to you, let go of that. Be grateful for what you have. I foresee someone who is truly a mate coming for you. I cannot see the time because it is dependent on you doing those last steps to make yourself clear. You will have an awesome relationship. Thank you.
I really see that too, absolutely. And this is kind of your time to just be with you, to clean up, clear out, close off, like do closure. And just the way to do that is just to bless and thank it all, because it's beyond forgiveness now. It's into that blessed state, that thankfulness of all the lessons, so you can be ready for this beloved to come in.
Yeah, I've been doing that. I've been walking the beach every day for like an hour and a half and being in a centered place of gratefulness. And
you're doing it. But keep doing it.
Yeah.
Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Hey, it's Mark. I have a question.
Okay, Mark. What's your question, darling?
There's been a lot of fluctuation and a lot of energy moving through me and around me through my heart chakra. And I was wondering if both of you could kind of just take a look and tell me what's unfolding.
I would like to just do a little quick sound thing to harmonize. Because it seems like there's a lot happening and you just need to come into a space of harmonization, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put the phone away from me so it's not too loud, okay? And you can just tune in, and if you can place your hand on your heart, that would be really nice, and just really feel this.
Before I start yelling at you, drink that. And drink that again now. Remember when we bring women into our lives, that if we put them into a position to be mom, they don't want to have sex with us. They don't want us to be their mate. And if we pick women who become our mothers, they never become our lovers. And that constant frustration of picking 5, 6, 7 women, in, maybe in your heart, before you even said anything to them, and they became your mother. Pay real good attention to that. You're seeking an equal, and you're not rescuing anybody. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Star.
You're welcome.
And thank you for that toning. That centered me quite a bit.
Yeah, and those frequencies, those will just continue to go through the heart. And you know, it's just, it's tuning it into what I call the torsion field of coherence. So heart, brain, thinking, and it's just stepping down into the heart and just asking a fundamental question. What is true for me in the heart of love in this moment right now?
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
How are those phone lines, honey?
We're clear for now.
Okay. So what was your greatest teaching that you ever received, Karina? What was the greatest teaching that someone, a physical body, gave to you this lifetime?
Oh, my gosh. It was a transference for me when my son was born, and he came into my arms, and I started to sing Amazing Grace, which is a song that really opened my voice up, and I looked into his eyes, and there was a moment of recognition that cannot even be explained. But it was a transference of a deep, profound love and awareness of the gift of being able to, first, be in a human form, secondly, not being on this planet for a long time, and to be able to be a parent and a guardian after having so many health issues I almost died, to see him in my arms in that moment and the recognition between the two of us in our eyes. So hard to explain, but it's a something that resonates with me in my heart, and I carry that with me everywhere I go.
You know, I have recently, was the last 15 years? Yeah, something like that. Recently have come into the presence of Beyond Crystal children and Indigo children, and I call these children... maybe some of them were born 20, 30 years ago. I call them the silent teachers. They don't necessarily do anything. They don't necessarily say anything. They don't teach me wise things to say. But there is something in their being that when they look into our eyes, that there is, it's like a rose in fast motion. You know, from a bud to a flower. And I was kind of looking at the picture of your son. What is his name? It's a pretty name.
His birth name is Elysium. His the name he likes to use is Liam.
I was looking into Leo's picture, and I saw, God, there's another one. You know, it's not necessarily anything directly from the mouth or anything, but the presence that speaks so loudly. And I was saying, wow, this is a very teaching, powerful dynamic. The picture, I think you have your son and you and your husband and something else.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very powerful way to be. Oh, it's, you know, so many of us Americans have such problems with our family. And we don't talk to this cousin and we don't talk to that mom or dad or we haven't called our brothers or sisters in a year. And all the great teachings say that you're born into this family for your greatest lesson, the lesson that your soul most needed to learn. And if we go into the Chinese culture and you go into a Chinese home, you see the great-grandma, the aunt, you know, the father, the brother's cousin who's died, and they left their kid without a present. You see that family structure in South America. You see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole DNA is loosening here in the United States. You know, our kids are in daycare, or our parents are in a nursing home. You know, and the biggest lesson that we came for on this planet, the being family lesson, is being forgotten, avoided, or blocked. Pay attention. I don't care what you think your family did to you. It's all part of a lesson that can be a blessing. And
yes,
don't throw your grandmothers away. Wait. Oh, I'm not a grandma, but I'm that age. And don't put your kids in daycare or grandkids in daycare. And it's pretty simple. The stronger the family unit becomes, the stronger our personal DNA becomes, the more we learn from being and doing and being and doing with our own DNA. And lots of times it's what not to be that we learn. You know, some of our parents were great teachers of how not to be. And work on your greatest lesson. Your soul chose to be born into your family. Please, people.
Right.
Work on your family, because it can have the greatest teaching for you. Period.
Absolutely. And, you know, he is my husband and my son. They are such an integral part of my life. And being away in the last 5.5 months, and my son, you know, I he's 21 now, so it's kind of like it's not as such a big deal. But he's like, Mom, you go for it. You know, when I told him I was going to be at the UN, he's like, oh, that's cool. I didn't know he called all his friends to tell them what was happening. And they were like, oh, wow, we heard you were, how did you get in there, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, it was just the most amazing experience for me to be able to have that recognition and acknowledgement from, you know, those close to me. Not that I'm looking for or seeking it, but it's always lovely to receive that gift from the ones that we love so closely and dearly. And I do my best. I'm not a perfect parent. I'm sure I've had moments where there's maybe something I could have said something differently. But to me, it's I look at him as I was his guardian for however long he needs me to be there. And he is my greatest teacher. And I've met lots of profound teachers on the planet who have, you know, spent time with and had, you know, incredibly beautiful experiences. The Dalai Lama of Tibet, is another just a profoundly beautiful soul. And with Amma, she asked me to sit with her, and I did sound for her, the Hugging Saint. And all of that, you know, you put that on paper and, wow, oh, that sounds so impressive and amazing. But it was never the reason for me to go and do that. If I was called, if I was asked to be there, it's a profound privilege to me. And I remind myself again and again, I'm home here, and I have a child that I was responsible for. And so the moment of the realization is that your feet are on the ground and Mama Earth is beneath you, and we need to be embodied in our presence, and we need to be, you know, honorable about our word and our actions and our deeds, so that when my son moves into the position of wherever he is in his life, that he has an example to live by. Because if we're not living what we're teaching, then who are we really?
Really, and it's important to remember that. I remember that I taught a class several times, and I told the people, if you haven't worn your jewelry in a year, you need to sell it. And if if it isn't your like ballroom dress that you wear out, you know, once every 5 years for that occasion, you need to move it out. So I walked out into I have a beautiful dome that I live in. And we have showcases. And I looked, and there was a bunch of my jewelry. My husband was selling a bunch of my jewelry. I'm like, honey, you can't sell that. That's my jewelry. He says, really strong. And I was sitting in this class, and you were sitting there teaching, and you said if you didn't wear something or weren't attracted to your ear, that it had to move along. And there was my husband, once again, being my greatest teacher and reminding me to behave. And, you know, I'm all up in the energies and the sacred geometries, and my husband teaches people to teach firewalls. He's very grounded. Mm-hmm. So it's great to have a mate who can spiritually remind us and the children that can remind us that we do have bodies, that we are on Earth, that we need to be our own teachers. And if you don't have a mate, you have your higher self. And you know when you're doing something inappropriate. You know when you're being inappropriate.
Yes.
Or most importantly, like out of your body, not being.
I'm so blessed with my beloved twin flame, who is a sacred geometer, and he built the most amazing sacred geometry, and is such a profound teacher in his own right, and you should have him on your show too, because
have him call the house and talk. and I have been working on something called the E8. It's the theory of everything. It's one of the physics theories that gravity even fits into it. And it's a beautiful, beautiful geometry. And I have started back. I started out to be a physicist, and then I healed people, and things got, you know, all my psychic abilities that I suppressed blew up and, you know, came up. And now I'm teaching physics 50-some years later. And I love the sacred geometry, and you know I teach a class that has a 1,000-page handout of sacred geometries. And people
you definitely are very knowledgeable. So you two would have a lot to talk about. And, I mean, he was the first person to actually build a float center here in Toronto 25 years ago. And then he developed this dry float, how to actually have the floating experience in a holographic healing chamber. And he and I have been working together for we've been in a relationship for 23 years, and we've been working together in creating Stargate ceremonies that have been just, you know, the most amazing experiences for us. And, you know, combining the sound and the light and his capacity to understand how to tune geometry. I mean, I just look at what he builds and I'm like, how do you do that? How do you do that, my dear? And I'm so, it's, you know, the combination of, as you have your beautiful husband who does his amazing work, it's really an incredible experience to work together. And
that's
also
it.
Just
and both you and me have been together with our husbands 23 years. So that, if I find that synchronistic, to say the least. You know, I actually dream where I'm inside a dodecahedron or an icosahedron, and I'm walking around on the inside and following the curves, and then I'm sliding around on the outside. And I actually, you know, people say, oh, I dreamt in a foreign language last night. I'm so happy. And I'm like, oh, I dreamt I was in sacred geometry last night. So it's amazing how many worlds there are of us.
Yes,
so
it is.
That's important. All right.
You know, I feel like I'd really like to do a transmission if it's available.
I'd like you to tell your website first.
Sure. Again, www.karynashaha.com. And through that, you can also check out my Facebook page, Karina Shaha. And I also have Karina Shaha Arts and on YouTube.
Phone number.
And SoundCloud. Yeah.
Phone number. Give us your phone number.
Sorry. Yes, 905-554-6337.
Great. Now give us two sentences, and you have 5 minutes to do the download. Two sentences explaining what you're going to do, and then you can give us a sound activation or download.
Okay. So about the sound activation, you want me to tell them what I'm going to be doing or what I'm doing? I'm sorry.
Tell them
little...
what a sound activation is. And
okay. So I'm
going to
be doing I'm going to be doing a divine dispensation or an avatar transmission, which is working with the oversoul or the highest ascended state of consciousness that descends in through the vehicle and allows us to experience a deepening of our of the a primordial presence of our being, the deepening and embodiment, so that we can rise up into those ascended codes of our presence, of our awareness. And I'd like to offer that to you now.
Thank you.
For you, my dear star, such a beautiful soul. Thank you.
Husband as a guest this year, and we're all looking forward to reading all of the many pages on your website and purchasing some of your products. And this is
Thank
Star.
Thank you, Star.
And this is Star. Visit my website, MasterYourLight.com, and thank you for being with us tonight.
On behalf of Spiritual Connections Radio, thank you for listening to Stargazing with Star Fuentes. Please join us again next week for another enlivening episode. For more information on Star's classes or services, visit her website at www.starfuentes.com or call the office at 501-609-0660. That's 501-609-0660.